Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Really Riley. Hopefully you guys got through Monday and you're having a great start to your week. I'm excited about today's podcast because I'm going to give you some of my sleep hacks. Because in the last year, with everything going on with me and switching jobs and launching two businesses with my podcast and House of W, well, actually three with my manifestation seminar business, it's been crazy. And my adrenals and my stress level and my cortisol, they've all gone out of whack bad. And that was really apparent to me. The first thing that started affecting was my sleep. I wake up sometimes at like 3 o'clock in the morning, just like, hey, hi, how's everybody doing? Want to party? Like, it's crazy because I will be literally dead ass tired and fall asleep really, really fast for like 2 hours. And then boom, I'm awake. And it takes me, it'll be like 5 o'clock in the morning before I, you know, go back to sleep. And then of course the kids get up at like seven. It's a whole downfall. And then like you do that for long enough, your body just like stays in fight or flight. And I am not a kind, pleasant, or Smiley Riley to be Smiley Riley. I'm so corny to be around when I don't get sleep. And, you know, I know that I really didn't have great sleep patterns after 20 years in radio, getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And like, for me, it's a party if I get 4 hours. That's really bad. It's, you know, and sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes you just can't help it. But I'm also not about the life of taking prescription medication to go to sleep, you know, because I've been through the gamut of that throughout my life with, you know, antidepressants, and I was on Xanax for a while years back. And, you know, even though I have told you guys a lot that, you know, I struggled with the decision to get on ADHD medication, but there are certain things that, you know, I don't want to say you have to give in to because I don't like that. But for me, I needed the help, and I don't even love to say that, but yeah, I'm looking into alternatives for that as well. So if you have any, please hit me up at reallyreallypodcast @gmail.com or on the socials at reallyreallypodcast and at Riley Couture. But I wanted to give you guys a couple of my like holistic, quick methods, sleep hacks. So Riley's fave five sleep hacks. So let's get into it. The first on the list is Kava Kava. Now, this stuff has been kind of like put out there on TikTok virally as like wine. And it kind of is. It's not actual alcohol, but there is, I guess, like a tiny itty bitty percentage of it in there. I'm trying to see what it is. It's like the tiniest little bit. But, you know, if you're in recovery, I think it's important to note that. But it says it's a nervous system calming and stabilizing tincture. So it's, you know, it's a little dropper. This stuff tastes like booty, and it smells even worse. You can smell the alcohol in it, or like at least it smells that way. But suggested use, shake well, squeeze one full bulb of the dropper, 2 ounces into water or juice 2 to 5 times per day. Holy crap. I can't do 2 to 5 times a day. I will do 1.5 droppers in some fizzy water, like some carbonated something. I don't do juice in it, but you could actually, because there's another one on this list that you could put it in. But I like to put it in just like, you know, just like a Spindrift or like a Boppy soda or, you know, whatever those, like just a fizzy water. And this one gives me a little bit more of like the groggy feeling in the morning when I was first getting used to it. But this one did definitely knock me out and make me sleepy, sleepy. The next one on the list is one that I've talked about all the time, magnesium citrate. So apparently there's lots of different magnesiums, and there's ones that you're supposed to take topically and orally, and there's ones for all different things. But for sleep, it's magnesium citrate. Now, I've told you guys about my magnesium lotion that I love from Sweet Mama's Enchanted Kitchen. I still love that one. But if you're going to do like something that you want to take at night, maybe you want to replace your wine and you want to sleep better, this could be your option. So magnesium citrate, I get the powder on Amazon. I'll link these all in my blog as well. But you do the Sleepy Girl mocktail with this one. And that one is one scoop of the magnesium powder, and it's really small. So if you got a big scoop, don't do that. It should come with a scoop. Whatever your fizzy drink is, cherry limeade, poppy, whatever. And then tart cherry juice. That is my other one on the list today. Tart cherry juice. Now, I like tart stuff, but if you don't like it, you might want to be aware of that when you're dropping your soda in there, or your fizzy water, not soda, fizzy water. But you have to make sure you get 100% organic, or just basically not stuff with like a bunch of like, you don't want like your kids like juice mixers because it's like flavored cherry. You definitely want to make sure that it is actual tart cherry juice. You know, when I was looking this up, I was just like, this really, there's all that, you know, there's a lot of sugar in it. But for me, when I first was recommended this, it was by a doctor that really focuses on holistic medicine and also, you know, Western medicine. So he did both in terms of prescribing things. But there's a lot of research on tart cherry juice. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not like, you know, I don't have a degree in anything. I'm talking about my own personal experience and what has worked for me. So obviously you got to work with your doctor and like ask the questions and stuff like that. But these are just options that are, you know, natural. And just because it's natural doesn't mean it can't mess with you. So just put that in your pipe and smoke it. But the tart cherry juice can be also done on its own. So you want to do like a half a cup of tart cherry juice, a scoop of magnesium powder, the fizzy drink. And it actually doesn't taste bad to me. But a lot of people have been like, oh God, it's like lockjaw. It's so sour. So you just got to, you know, mess with your ratios. And that one, the Sleepy Girl Martell with the tart cherry juice, really doesn't give me that like hangover. And I know that these aren't things that have alcohol in them, but in terms of a hangover, I just mean like that groggy feeling where it's really hard for you to get up. Because for me, when my body finally gets sleep, I'm like a zombie. I'm just like, what happened? Where am I? Like, ugh. So anything that like adds to that, kind of like the kava did at first, is just a no-no for me. But I guess if you're, you know, obviously putting down the booze, it's the lesser of two evils, and it's natural and it's good for you. Because when you take down your adrenals, I don't know about y'all, but if I am super stressed out, I hold so much puff, like bloat in my face, in my hands, in my ankles, and especially in the belly area. And I work too damn hard in the gym to have that because I'm stressed out. So that Sleepy Girl mocktail with the tart cherry juice is probably one of my favorites. So another good one that's in my next adrenal cocktail, if you will, but it's also number three on the list, or number four by now. Kava, magnesium citrate, tart cherry juice. Yeah. And so the next one is cream of tartar. I was like, what the hell? I thought you were supposed to like bake with that. But I was looking up more things, and this is cream of tartar is really good, apparently, to chill you out. So the adrenal cocktail that I use this with is OJ, 4 ounces of OJ or fresh squeezed, I swear I talk for a living, fresh squeezed orange juice, 8 ounces of coconut water, or you can use 1/4 teaspoon of cream of tartar, a generous pinch of Celtic sea salt. What you have to use, actual minerals. You can't use like regular just salt that you got at, you know, the Dollar Tree, which I'm sure that probably works too, but you can't use that. It has to be just, or like, I guess basically just the best kind of salt you can get, because it's like putting back those minerals into your body. Because when your adrenals are freaked out and you're in fight or flight mode, you know, your whole body is depleted of all those minerals that you need from a day to day, because they all do something. So this is a really good one. Oh, and an optional thing that you can add to that is a splash of coconut milk. I guess that's, you know, I like the taste of it, but it's also really good for fats, because as much as you're like, oh, I don't want to put a lot of fat into my body, but you need, it's like the good fats, like avocado. And the last one that I didn't know anything about until a couple weeks ago is lemon balm, calming liquid extract for enhanced absorption. It says organic and calming. You do about 15 drops. There's only vegetable glycerin and water in it, but, apparently this is really good for calm, just a natural little calming supplement. And you can apparently also add this to any of the Sleepy Girl or adrenal mocktails that I gave you. I mean, these are just things that have like really helped me. And I don't like to do a lot of holistic stuff as much as I, you know, push that over regular medicine or, you know, prescription. I don't like to do stuff that it like takes weeks and weeks and weeks to hit me because I'm just like, okay, I'm, you know, I don't have the patience for that as much as I should. But a couple of honorable mentions for sleep hacks are also blue light blocking glasses. I have the cutest pair, and you have to make sure they're real blue light blocking, because if you get it off of like Shein or something, they're probably not going to work. But the idea is to, if you have to do screen time, which I always do, I'm not going to lie, I fall asleep to the TV. It's just something I've done for years. I guess it's a sign of trauma because you don't want to feel alone. I don't know, boogeyman syndrome, whatever. But if you're going to do that and you're going to be on your phone before you go to bed or watching the TV, blue light blocking glasses are supposed to ease the whatever that happens to you when you get the blue light in your face before bed. Again, I don't pretend to be a doctor. I pretend to be somebody that is on a podcast giving you my experiences to you. The other one is a sound machine. I know this sounds so silly because my son, my three-year-old, he's napping right now to a sound machine. But for me, I'm trying to wean away from the screen time and falling asleep to the TV. And that sound machine really does help me. Like, I grew up in Florida, so the rain sound really lulls me to sleep. Whenever there's a thunderstorm, people are like, oh my God, did you hear that crazy thunderstorm last night? I was like, no, I was knocked out. So there's a couple of really good ones on Amazon that are for adults that don't have like the baby lullabies with them. But the idea, like with kids, is, you know, when you hear that sound, it's like you are in the womb and it's so cozy and all is right in the world. So it mimics those sounds outside. So I guess for me too, it's like, you know, growing up in Florida, my childhood when things weren't stressful and, well, they were, but whatever, that I would listen to either the ocean or the sound of the rain and it would make me feel comfy and cozy. Another one that I forgot as another honorable mention is cozy socks. Apparently, if you wear, and my husband thinks I'm a psychopath for this because he can't wear socks to bed. I have to wear socks to bed even in summer. If you put them on, it's just, it signals a chemical in your brain that it's time to go to sleep. It's that like comfy, cozy feeling. So if you can stomach it, because my, like, again, my husband's like, how do you do that? Da, da, da. I have to. And it works because weighted blankets, I do like a good blankie, but weighted blankets just never did it for me. So there you go. There's my fave five sleep hacks. And I'm very excited, you guys, to tell you about the panel. I know that it's Ask Riley tomorrow, but I will tell you all about it. I think I got my dates mixed up because, yeah, mom brain. And I thought I said I was going to tell you about it today, but I'm recording this and it'll be happening tomorrow because sometimes we record things in advance on the podcast so we can get it done. But also, if you have any Ask Riley questions, please hit me up at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com and or hit me up on the socials at Riley Couture, at Really Riley Podcast. And if you want to see a lot of the spring stuff that I have for my Crystal Intention candle business, like those ring stands that I just did, oh, they're so pretty, with amethyst and blue goldstone because it is wedding season. You can see that at House of W by Riley. And I'm so excited because my girl Jess Dutra from Kramer and Jess at Mix 106.5 in Baltimore is going to be on the show. And I can't wait because she's so funny. She's so incredible. And, you know, we're forming this really cool little like friendship. And it just kind of goes to show you that like women in the industry or any industry don't have to be catty and against each other. There are really good people out there that support you. And she's one of them. So that's all coming up. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Really Riley. I love you guys long time. And side note, if you have not checked out my YouTube, there's going to be an extra element of the podcast now. Because if you liked all of the tell-alls that I did with Sarah Fraser, it's going to be like that, where there's going to be a video element of the podcast. Because Marshall, my amazing, I'm like, he's the goat, husband bought me all of this really cool video equipment, so we're gonna use it. So if you haven't seen that, it's Really Riley Podcast on YouTube. I'm also gonna put that link up in the description so you can check that out too. But I love you guys longest, and I really hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow with all the news of the panel and Ask Riley and all the goodies. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll chat with you mañana. It's Really Riley.